Okay, welcome. Let's get on to this particular class. We'll start lying down this morning or tonight, whatever time it is for you, but we'll be lying down on the mat and doing this initial time of just resting, creating a space that feels comfortable. So, Shavasana, semi-supine, or butterfly position. So, legs comfortable. Arms as best as the arms can be in a comfortable balanced position. And attempting to open to your experience as it flows to you. So it's showing up on the mat for yourself now. Knowing that you've created this space to practice yoga. Yoga is the practice of consciously knowing what you're doing as you're doing it, moving your body, looking at the activities of your mind, and trying to create a better feeling state and a better conditions in your body, better conditions in your mind to improve general well-being throughout life. Not just on the mat, but the outwards flow of what comes off the mat. So bringing awareness to the feeling of breathing, and if you can, allow some moments just to feel breathing. Breathing's already happening, so it's your turning your attention to what is already happening as you listen to me. You're feeling your breath and feeling the inside sensations of your body as you lie here. You don't need to predict anything, not just bringing yourself to the feeling of your breathing as it goes out of your body and the pause. As it comes back in and pauses, letting the breath be felt. And then, once you've established a little bit of a connection with that breath, bring attention to the weight of the head now and start to lightly roll the head. First, of course, choosing one direction to go to, rolling it over to that side, and naturally you stop, of course, because you can't go any further. And then you just go back when you want to, over through the middle and over to the other side. If you can, find a way to be in touch, awake to rolling the head, so making a conscious process as best as you can, rolling the head. From side to side, touching into your breathing if you want to. Feeling the shoulders, are you bracing for tension perhaps? Are the shoulders soft? Are they hard? Is the neck hard or soft as you roll the head? Are you thinking about other things while you're rolling your head? And if you can, bring your thinking to your body. Wake up in the body that you're in. Guide the head back into middle, please. Allow it to pause in the center. When you come back to the center, pause there. Bring awareness to the arms and let the arms be quite close to your body. Lift both arms up now. Float both arms together if you can. Float the arms up to the ceiling, past the ceiling if the shoulders are good for it. Take the arms all the way up and over you, feeling the shoulders and the chest and shoulder blades. And change direction when you can. Float the arms up to the sky and eventually down towards the hips, back onto the ground again. And I'd like you to continue with that motion of both arms if both arms are okay to do it, floating the arms through space, but of course, observing, being one with what you're doing. The weight and the effort and the shaky and the different signals of moving the arms. Perhaps exploring a deeper breath as you move the arms, but just moving the arms. If your shoulders are good, take the arms up like their normal way. But as you come down, take the arms around each side. So the right arm comes down the right side and the left arm comes down the left side. So both arms separate and go in their own way, like wings coming around towards the hips again. And then once more floating up up over the ceiling. So both arms go up over the head and face, and then around the sides if that's fine for your shoulders. If it's not fine for your shoulders, don't do it. It's not a matter of forcing your body to be a certain way, or being in touch with your body, floating the arms up and down or up and around and down. Just trying again to be kind to yourself as you practice, which is a lifelong thing to remember, to be kind to yourself. Don't get it all at once, it's a gradual thing, remembering. Just moving with attention. When the arms go up to the sky, and the arms go up to point at the sky, pause there. Both arms are straight up above you. And then bend the elbows and catch hold of the opposite elbow. Left hand meeting that right elbow. And the right hand coming across to meet the left elbow. So you're holding the opposite elbow. And then if you can, lift both elbows up together. Lift the elbows up towards the ceiling a little bit, so both shoulders and shoulder blades come a little off the mat. Your head stays on the mat, but you lift both elbows up, and then they soften the elbows, shoulders back down. And repeat that action. Both elbows lifting up towards the ceiling if they can, and both shoulders softening back down. Try breathing in as you do the lifting action. And breathing out, letting those shoulders come back down. Just lifting both together. Feeling what stress you're carrying in the shoulder area and the neck perhaps. Exploring how high you want to lift it. Or low, or leave it out if you need to. Just exploring the movement and the stillness between each lift. And then letting the elbows be released from the hands and letting the arms drop back onto the ground in a conscious way, resting both arms down. Sliding them a bit further out to the sides and bending your knees so the feet come up onto the mat. So semi-supine, establish semi-supine as a position now. And feel how there's certain muscles in the legs are required to actually be here in the thighs. So feet on the mat, feet hip width apart, knees bent. And you can feel the weight falling through the buttocks and the weight through your back. Head still on the mat. From here, can you stretch that right foot up towards the ceiling? Just the right leg, please. Right foot sort of straightening. And not doing too much when it gets up there. Sort of just letting it hang up there in space and feeling the tension of that position. So stretching just the right leg up, having the right leg as straight or as bent as you need to. And doing a little bit of a circle of that right ankle whilst that right foot's up in space, seeing if you can be attentive to all the signals in your body, signals in the right leg or the shoulder or the face, but you're circling that right ankle slowly if you can, and attempting to slow down if possible. And sometimes it's possible, sometimes it's not possible to slow down, but a nice thing to offer your body in these days. And bending that right knee and lowering the right foot back to contact so the right leg can have a bit of a break for a moment. How's your breathing going now? And of course we'll balance up the body by lifting that left foot, left leg up to straight or semi-straightening that left leg up to the sky. And having a little bit of, once it gets up there, noticing how you're handling the situation, and if the situation's quite fine, keeping that left leg straight, keep it there. Otherwise, do what you need to do to feel good in your process. And perhaps offering a little bit of a circle through that right foot or the left foot and left ankle. As you do it, just being on the mat. No need to force anything, so attentive to the process. Circling that left ankle or keeping the leg up there or bending that left knee as you need to. Excellent. Again, what's it like to bring that left foot back down? Left foot back onto the ground. So coming back to semi-supine. Bring both hands behind your head now. Both hands coming underneath the head. And sort of holding the head, resting the head on the hands. And lifting the head up now once the hands are behind it. Lifting up a little way or a long way. And coming back down, of course. Feeling your body from the inside out, repeating the lifting action of this end part of the body, the head and the neck and maybe a little bit of the shoulder blades lifting. Breathing naturally or coordinating your breath as you feel right. Curling up. Good to pull the tummy in and firm the belly, keep the belly a bit firm as you journey up and down. As you lift the head the next time, that is, lifting the head up, and again we'll straighten one of those legs, so the right leg or the left leg, doesn't matter. Flex one leg up towards the ceiling as the head goes up. And then bending, bringing the foot down as the head and the shoulder blades and elbows comes down. So lowering both ends down. And next time you go up, lifting the head up, lifting the other leg. So keeping one leg on the ground but stretching the other leg up. No sudden movements, please. So gradual. It's one way of keeping your nervous system relaxed. It's just smooth action. Smooth and slow, if that works for you. Finding the top of the movement and the transition falling away from the top down to the bottom. Letting the belly go between each movement. And alternating which leg you lift up. So a bit of a C shape happens in the spine, lifting the head and one leg and the pelvis sort of tilts. So you can feel that pressure falling through the mid-back. Or lifting both legs up if you want to make it stronger, but one leg's more than enough, so early on in a class. No rush to get to another moment, but maybe have a little bit of a stretch through that heel and feel the calf muscle a little bit more defined, or as you go to the top of the movement, you could pause at the top of the movement, next time the head and one leg's up, and sort of press the head a little into the hands, just slightly, and the heel a little more deliberately up towards the sky. Even if you just hold that or don't hold that, up to you. Transitioning from holding and traveling in and out of spaces. How's your breath going? What's your energy level like? Is there a bit more tightness in one leg over the other leg? Whenever you're more in the downwards aspect of moving, let everything slow down for a moment. Take the hands out from behind the head. Bring both feet back onto ground. And pause. Take some moments again to not move anything for a moment. And once more, find and feel your breathing and your body. Not pushing anything out, not pulling anything in, not lifting anything up. Just feeling the natural movements within your body and the activity of your mind. If your mind's the main show, noticing perhaps what you're thinking about or how you feel, and accepting it as being here, the things visiting you as you stop? What visitors do you notice? Is it more in the knee or more thinking about things? Just noticing your experience as it is, for better or for worse. Again, we'll take the arms out to the side. So in semi-supine, slide those arms out wide into a cross position, tipping, and slide them so they're comfortable. Feet still in that hip width apart space. And we'll just get into that lower back a little bit. Tip the knees a little bit towards one side and down, rolling down that way so you can feel the tension in the waist. Move gently back through the middle and over to the other side and feel the tension building as the knees dip down to the, again, the knees will naturally stop because you won't be able to go any further, and that's fine. Back through middle when you want to, so journeying the knees from side to side. If you want to make it stronger, slide the feet and knees closer to each other. Same action, but knees and feet nice and close. Otherwise, keep the feet as they are. Just gently tipping the knees like windscreen wipers side to side. Next time those knees are down to that right side. So can you journey to the right side with the knees, please? Take as many moments to get over to that right side, but when you do get there, just simply stop in the space. Offer again a little bit of stopping. And then being present to the left arm. So the left arm, the right arm are out in a cross position. Your knees are down to the right side. The left arm, would you lift that left arm off the ground and sort of just sweep it up towards the ceiling? And eventually down onto wards or down to meet that right arm. So rolling the left arm through space all the way down to the right arm or as close to it and back again. And just stay with that left arm, please. So keep that left arm moving back and forth a couple of times. Knees stay down to the right, so you're not moving the knees out. Just moving the left arm through space back and forth. Letting the head move if that feels right. No need to touch anything, you're exploring. You're exploring the movement, just rolling the arm back and forth, slowly, slowing down if you can. And when that left arm eventually again, finds its natural way back to the left and back down into the cross position. Letting the arm stop here and tip the knees back through the middle, so pause in center. So both arms are in a cross position and you're back into semi-supine when you can. And observe any different sensations between the left arm and the right arm. Left waist and right waist. Any differences in the left side of the body to the right side of the body. So being inside your body and noticing any after effect, any changes or differences between the left side and right side of the body. Could be lots of differences, could be no differences. What are you aware of? Are you aware of? I'm taking some moments again. Just now we'll move the knees, this time down to the left. So tipping both knees over to that left side and down, angling them down there. And pausing if you can. If it's uncomfortable, don't pause. But if you can, pause over there. And then that right arm. So the right arm's out in a cross position, lifting it off the ground, moving it up towards the ceiling. And over and down towards the left arm, or maybe just a little bit to the ceiling and back again. So moving that right arm, please, if you can. like the sun going through the sky, flow the arm, knees stay to the left, so the knees don't need to move, but that right arm can travel a little bit. Just moving it back and forth, seeing what's right to move into the shoulders and into the waist. Letting the head find a way that feels right, just to guide that right arm back and forth. And when that right arm happens to be moving and comes back down to that right side, we just stop over here. Next time you come back into balance, back to semi-supine, roll the knees back to middle and the right arm back onto the mat in that cross position, back in the center. Lift both feet off the ground and bunch the knees up over the chest. Hold the knees lightly and knees up over you, holding one knee in each hand, please. And as you hold the knees, can you breathe in and open the knees a bit wider and breathe out, bring them back to their starting place. So you're simply holding each knee, inhaling, opening the knees a little way or a long way, opening the knees, breathing in, breathing out, bringing the knees back towards each other. So coordinating, moving your body with your breath. Moving your body in timing with your breathing if you can. If it doesn't feel right to coordinate your breath, simply breathing naturally. When the knees come back more together, just pause there next time the knees come in close. And let the breath be natural. So bringing the knees closer to each other. Slide the hands more on top of the kneecaps now. Both hands sitting on top of the knees. And keeping the knees together this time, we'll start to circle the knees, which is really great for the lower back. So can you do little easy circles? Scribing circles, holding each knee, knees going in tandem, knees circling around. Cross the chest. Round one buttock, over the tailbone, round the other buttock, both knees doing circles. Feeling the arms, feeling the back, feeling the belly, feeling your body. If you can, being in your body as you guide the knees. Or is it good to take the hands off the knees? Maybe do bigger circles if you want to. Again, change direction, please. Go back the other way. Legs go. Let go of your knees. Let the legs slide long. Rest the legs down. Let the feet find their own shape. Legs long, arms just resting down somewhere. Again, touch into your natural breathing. Follow it if you can. Feel it if you can. Notice what else takes your attention. If you're not on breathing, what takes your attention away from breathing? Doesn't matter what it is. Just acknowledge it and then come back to breathing. Feel breathing. Feel your body and feel your breathing process. If you can now, keep the legs long, but float the arms all the way up over your head to rest the backs of the arms on the ground. So arms all the way over your head and on the ground. And I know this is a position some people can go to, and I know that this is a position that a lot of people can't go into, especially if you've got any shoulder niggles or issues. Don't have the arms up there. As simple as that. If it's niggly, it means don't go there. Have them by the sides or somewhere that feels right for you. I'm going to do this opposite arm and leg lifting. Wherever the arm is, can you lift the opposite leg up as high as comfortable up towards the sky? Just lifting up and, of course, in control as you come down. Maybe it's not, of course, in control. Some people move really fast and think about lots of things as they practice, so they're sort of thinking more than being in the body. So you're lifting one arm and the opposite leg. You could feel the effort, the weight, the shakiness, the tenderness, the comfortable. And you go into the space of your body and lower and let go and transition to the other side, lifting one arm and the opposite leg. And if you can, coordinate a breath. Breathe out as you go up. And inhale as you come down, firming the belly, pulling the belly in a little bit. Whether you lift that arm and leg up a centimetre or lift it right up to the top point, lifting one arm and the opposite leg. Keep the movement consistent if you can. You can also lift your head up if you're happy to. Feel a change of energy as you continue? Or does it build energy or dissipate energy, this diagonal movement, shoulder and opposite hip moving? When you do come down, let the action fade into stopping. Pause there. And take some moments again just to let the body be and to deepen this time your breathing. To take a longer breath in, filling the belly and the chest up. And when you breathe out through the mouth, letting the air just fade out of your body. Taking some slower breath in through the nose, filling the belly, filling the chest, holding the breath if you can, breathing out, softening, letting things go. One more breath. Feeling the belly, feeling the chest, holding the breath, breathing out, softening and releasing, letting go. Let's leave the ground space now. So do what you need to do to come up to standing. Roll to the side or do what, use a chair or use some aid to get up to standing. Notice if it's a challenge to get up to standing, and sometimes it is, because mechanically lots of things have to move to get up here. So do your best to get up to standing. Have the feet hip width apart. And would you lift the arms out into a cross position? So arms straight out, so you're standing, arms out wide in a cross position. And in this position, if you can, bring the chest a little further forward, take the arms a little back, and if you can, lift your head up a little bit towards the ceiling, so lifting the nose up. And then flow both arms around towards the front, and bring the fingertips to each other to make a big circle, so touching the fingers, elbows bent, and the head just sort of dropping down into this circle that's been created through the arms. So letting the head sort of soften down without forcing it, like you're hugging someone who's really big. Take the arms out wide, wings, like both arms expanding, chest going forward, lifting the head up. And again, making this big circle, bending the elbows, bringing the fingertips towards each other, softening the head down, making a circle for the head to drop down. And going back and forth, swinging the arms back and forth, opening back and forth. Breathing in as you open the arms out wide, arms stay level with shoulders if you can. And breathing out, bringing the hands around to the front. Bending the elbows a little bit, touching the fingertips, softening the face down. Let the arms drop down by the sides. Arms sort of soft by the sides. Take the feet a little bit wider apart, V-shape with the legs. And have the arms just hanging by the sides, so arms really soft now. And would you lean a little bit to that right side, so letting that right hand sort of just slide down the right leg, or letting the body just tip to the right, so not too far. Come back through the middle place and again, tip a little bit down to lean a little bit to the left side. Not lifting the arms at all, but just leaning from side to side. Legs in a V shape and just tipping. Letting the head go from side to side. And if it's easy, next time you go to that right, letting that right arm slide down the right leg and lifting the left arm up towards the sky as you lean to that right. Flowing back through the middle and going from side to side. Keeping the legs a bit straightish if you can, sliding the left hand down the left leg and maybe lifting that right arm up or over your head if you feel to. So lateral bends. Open the fingers if you can, a bit of a stretch through the webbing of the fingers and shoulders. Taking some deeper breaths when you can. You might change the angles of your feet or do any rearrangement, anything that needs to be rearranged. If you can, pause to one side next time you get to one side. And I don't know if that's okay for you, but your job is to know it if it is the right angle to pause into, and just stay there. Otherwise, keep shifting from side to side. Not a problem. Leave that side if you're still holding, travel over to the other side and pause. Or again, continue just to flow from side to side. Keep pausing. Don't try and go further into the stretch, just hang out in the stretch. Let the body do what the body can do with pausing. Not going to your hardest position, but a place where you can actually stay and be, have a little bit of contentment in. And again, would you take some moments to bring things back into a softer center, tipping your body back into middle, Letting those arms again just relax by the sides if they can relax. Coming back into middle space. And letting the chin drop down a little bit towards chest now. And keeping the spine straight, but letting the chin drop down a little bit. And starting to roll the chin towards one shoulder. Or past the shoulder, just gradually in your body, so breathing. As soon as it gets too strong for you, stop and go back down, consciously down. Take lots of moments to feel the stretch through the sides and the back of the neck, rolling the chin up towards a shoulder or past the shoulder, doing a sort of the lower arc or a bit more of a full circle with the chin and the neck area. Watch for the bracing of tension, how we sort of know that some parts are really quite tight unconsciously. We're already bracing for tension. So if you can, feel for the shoulders bunching up unnecessarily and letting those shoulders come down. Clicks and squelches and clothing move, and again use your feeling of breathing to do a safe action for your body. Get yourself back into that middle place, back into the center. Take some moments just to come back, letting the shoulders sink down, head back in that middle place. And check that the feet are fairly close together now, please. Wriggle the feet in. Turn that left foot just a little out. So turning the left foot out and step that right foot, big step with that right foot forward. So right leg forward, right step, big step. And if you can, bend that right knee. Just bend and straighten the right leg just to feel any tension, any niggles in that right knee. And if it's too much to bend the right knee, don't go there. But if you can, bend that right knee and keep it there. Now the arms, if you can, float both arms up towards the sky. Stretch both arms up. So into this sort of lunging position. Right knee bent, pushing both feet into the ground. And if you can, open the fingers. If the arms are up to the sky, just one position, not the only position, just change it if you need to. Open fingers and even look up towards the hands if you've got good balance. So warrior pose, so really utilizing, sink through the hips if it's easy, get lower, or get higher to make it a bit easier. Holding and bending and straightening that right knee any moment you want to, remember. It's up to you. You determine how long you stay in here. Now would you straighten the right leg, so make sure that right leg's a bit straight, and try bringing the hands down now onto that right thigh or right knee or right shin or right foot. So the arms coming down, chest coming down, head coming down towards that right leg to whatever degree is okay for you. Remember, it's not a pain thing, the hands just resting. It's quite a challenging position. And you could stay here or just leave this out if it's too much. Just staying down, holding, feeling the legs, the shakiness, the challenge in the back perhaps. The anxiety of the pose. And if there's anxiety, come out of it. Slide the hands back up that right leg and bring that right foot back. So come back to a stance that feels soft and okay. Both feet meeting the ground. Just pausing, letting those arms relax. Offering the arms a little bit of non-moving for a moment. So open to the possibility of letting the arms soften or relax, creating a space to breathe. Paying attention on purpose to this moment, standing. And then we'll change sides. So that left leg, left foot. So first you can turn that right foot out a little bit. Right foot sort of 30 degrees, turn it out a little bit. Left leg, big step forward. Big step if you can. Left leg forward. So, and bending the left knee. So the chest is facing forward, hips forward, left leg's forward. Right foot's turned back a little bit. And you're bending that left knee. Bending and perhaps straightening. Bending and straightening a couple of times. And if you can, keep that left knee bent. So staying steady-ish in the legs. Staying rock solid if possible. Grounded on the earth. Arms up to sky. Arms stretching up. Opening the fingers a little bit. Perhaps again looking up towards the hands if it's easy. So shoulders, arms reaching up, feet on the ground. And mind on the ground is a good place to place your attention. Mind on the legs. It's a lot more stable if you actually feel the legs rather than looking up or having attention in the shoulders or upper body. And stay there for a moment. Stay there for an hour. You decide. When you can, bring those arms down and straighten that left leg a little bit. And it's fine to keep that left knee bent with this one. So hands coming down onto that left knee, left shin, left foot, back down. I know it's not comfortable for some people, this position. If it's not comfortable, if you feel uneasy, if you feel a bit worried to go down there, then don't go down there. Just come back to neutral and take a break for a moment. If you're down there, can you soften even one part of your body, your face? Again, flow back. Come up, roll your body back up to the relief of coming back, bringing that left foot back, coming back to neutral space. And arms soft down by the sides. And we'll have a little bit of a swing from side to side. So keep the feet forward. Just turn the head and shoulders and let the arms swing easily. Twisting, arms swinging, shoulders turning, head turning. A little bit of a casual swing side to side. Swinging a little bit from side to side easily. Shine really as if you're on a ride. Let the body just swing effortlessly or make it more challenging. Make it as challenging as you like, turning and twisting. Is it good to go slow, particularly if anything's a bit tender? Or do you really feel like going for a bit of a challenge and swinging quite strongly? What mood are you in? What state is your body in right now? Not the state that you want it to be in, but what is it in? As you twist and swing and feel the air, clothing and knees and hips and shoulders, belly perhaps. Is there a little bit more tightness on one side as you turn? You could even breathe in as you swing one way and breathe out as you go the other way. Slow down when you're ready as if it could just gradually, softly return to the middle space. Swinging back into center, finding that center place. Letting the arms again pause. Arms just hanging by the sides. Unlocking the knees. And relaxing the tummy, please. Letting the belly relax. Head balanced on the shoulders. Eyes soft or being aware of what's in your vision. Again, taking some moments to feel the body from the inside out and your breathing. And again, make sure those knees are soft and bent. Let's go down into a forward bend, so slide the hands down the legs. Slide the hands down as far down the legs as you can, and of course the spine follows and the head and shoulders go down and you sort of into a standing forward bend, standing hanging bend, letting those shoulders, arms drop down. Now, once you want to come back up, bend the knees even more and pull the tummy in so you're firming the belly and protecting the back. And when you come up, just roll up gradually, letting the head to be the very last thing to come up. Bring the hands onto the hips, please, once you come up to standing again. And if you can, guide the hips a little bit further forward in space now. So rolling the hips forward, belly forward, and lifting the face just a little bit up to the ceiling, so not too intense. A bow through the front of the body, just carefully, taking your time to be in there. Guide the hips back and balance your feet. Let those hands again slide onto thighs or down the legs, and once more go down into a forward bend, taking your time whether it's 1 centimeter down or the hands resting on the floor down. You and your body be one with it. Go up and down. When you come up, hands on hips, hips forward. Open the belly, open the chest. If the shoulders are fine, when you come up, swing the arms up to the sky and then swing the arms down. So make it more vigorous if vigorous is what's calling you right now. Make it more subtle if that's what's calling your back right now. So make it small or make it strong. What feels right? Slow or fast? Was it best to leave this out? If you can, hang down the next time you go down there. Flowing forward and hanging down, softening the head down. Standing forward bend if possible. Balancing the weight out on your feet. So really feel the weight through the feet. Maybe the back's got more signals than the feet. But sort of get down there and as best as you can let the arms go. As best as you can let your shoulders go and your head go. And feel the weight falling through the feet. And if you can, just lightly tip a little bit more weight onto that left foot and a little bit more onto the right foot. Have a bit of a sway from side to side. Or even sway a little bit to the left and then tip a little bit more weight through the fronts of the feet and then over to the right foot, circling the weight around the feet. So if you feel to, feel the weight falling through the feet and draw some circles with that weight. Change direction or come back up anytime you need to. Take some deeper breaths. And again, would you let this go and bring yourself back down onto the mat now? Let yourself come all the way down and prepare yourself for the relaxation. Lie yourself down in Shavasana. You might want to bend the knees up over your chest when you get down there, or any other little move that feels nice for your body. But bring yourself down and prepare yourself for the relaxation. Remember, you need to change tracks for the meditation. Thank you for your practice today. Namaste.